What's up, everybody? It's Physical Friday. If you're like me, you travel a good bit and you find yourself in a hotel. We've talked so much about this on this podcast, and that is that we're on the path to physical greatness. You are working out, you're watching your diet, you're doing great. You're doing great when you're at home. You go travel, and it's easy to get off the path and go way out in the woods, way out in the weeds. And it's difficult to get back on the path. In my opinion, it is best to simply don't get off the path, even if that means that when you're traveling, you just acknowledge, I can't do the workout that I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do something. We've talked a lot about that. Here today, we're going to talk about some ideas that you can do in a crappy hotel gym. If you've been to a crappy hotel gym, which I'm sure you have, you'll know and you'll understand what I'm going to say. You walk into a room that is too small for the equipment that's in there. What you're going to find is like a Swiss ball, a couple of yoga mats on some kind of rack. There'll be some kind of weird rack of these medicine balls that are 2, 4, 6, and 8 pounds, kind of too light to do a whole lot of things with. There's going to be a rack of dumbbells. That's pretty nice. And then there's going to be a treadmill that may be functioning. And then in the corner, there's going to be some kind of cable machine that has a weird pull-up bar on it with all kinds of dips. And it's not a real pull-up bar. It's like, but you can do pull-ups on it. That's pretty much what's going to be in the gym at most hotels. Now, some hotels are going to have a great gym and you know, you can do all kinds of things. For the purposes of this, you're going to find yourself in a Hampton Inn or some kind of place that has a gym, and it's going to be too cold to go outside, too wet to go outside, too rainy to go outside. You are in an unsafe environment for whatever reason. You find yourself having to go into this hotel gym. You also don't have a lot of time. So here's 5 dumbbell workouts that you can do with nothing more than a treadmill, a dumbbell, single dumbbell, and a pull-up bar, okay? So one of my very favorite ones, whether I'm in a crappy hotel gym or I'm in any kind of gym that has everything I could possibly want, or my own gym right here where I have everything I need and everything I want, this is one that we do a lot. And over the years, I've done it a ton. And when I find myself in a place where I just have to run in and get a quick workout, this one's always at the top of my head. It's called the Magic 50. It comes from Ross Enomite. Ross Enomite was a guest on the podcast, and he's one of my favorite fitness people. He just believes in hard work and simplicity. And this is exactly what you're going to get with the Magic 50. The Magic 50 is a single dumbbell. That's all you need. You need a single dumbbell and a little space. So you can choose the weight of that dumbbell. I think a 50-pound dumbbell is pretty challenging, but you can, you know, try it with whatever you want. You can do lighter, heavier, whatever you want. But the Magic 50 is 5 dumbbell snatches. So the dumbbell is kind of between your legs. You're standing with your feet shoulder width apart, and you're going to lift that dumbbell straight up and overhead. Okay. That is a snatch. You're going to do 5 with each arm. Then you're going to do 5 swings. So a dumbbell swing is when it's between your legs. You're going to swing up. A lot of people will stop at eye level. Some people will swing it all the way overhead. That's the difference between a style of swing. And then 5 burpees. So if we look at this video, which is somebody that I really don't know who this is, but I did find that they were doing the Magic 50 by Ross Enomite. And let's see, here it is. Okay, so 5 dumbbell snatches per arm, 5 dumbbell swings per arm, 10 burpees, and then we're going to do that 5 rounds. Now, he's saying rest 60 seconds and repeat 5 circuits. I don't rest 60 seconds. So here he's doing a dumbbell snatch straight overhead. You're going to do 5 of those with each arm. Then he is going to move to a dumbbell swing, which is slightly different. And that's going to come up now. So the swing, he's going to swing to eye level between the legs and swinging to eye level. So he gets 5 of those, switches, and 5 with the other arm, and then 10 burpees, okay? Do that as fast as you possibly can. and keep track of the time that it took you. There's his burpee. Keep track of the time it took you and also of the weight that you're using. Now, that's a great workout, and you can find that on YouTube if you look up Ross Enamite Magic 50, and that's great. A second workout that you can do is to take that single dumbbell, whatever the weight that you like, and you're going to go over to that weird pull-up bar, and you're going to do a dumbbell clean to your shoulder and press with one arm. Single arm, clean, and press. So you'll do 21 of those. You can break it up however. You're going to do one more on each side. So you'll do 21 total. You can do 10 with one arm and 11 with the other arm and break it up however you want. And then do 21 pull-ups. Then you'll do 15 dumbbell clean and press, 15 pull-ups, 9 dumbbell clean and press, 9 pull-ups. It's kind of the Fran style workout from CrossFit. You can do that with a single dumbbell very well. So you got a pushing movement and you've got a pulling movement. That is a great one that you can do. It's very short. So 21, 15, 9 of dumbbell clean and press and pull-ups. Another thing that you can do with a single dumbbell is what's called a man maker. So you have your dumbbell on the ground, and some man makers call for you to be standing up, go down, do a push-up, come up with your arm in a rowing fashion, bring that dumbbell to your chest, put it back down, and then stand up again. Others are just call for a push-up. You're just going to do a push-up. Then you're going to do a row after the push-up, switch sides with the dumbbell. Now you do another push-up, come up to the top, do a row. Either way you want to do it, man maker, you can do 50 of those or 60 of those or 100 of those or whatever you have time for. You can also choose whatever weight you want. So man makers, excellent crappy hotel gym workout. That's a great one. The third workout is a weighted, what people call Russian twist, but we decided we were going to call them Ukrainian twist because of the what's going on in the news these days. So you can do a Russian twist is where you sit on your butt, your feet are off the ground, you take a light dumbbell, you touch it on one side of your hip, you bring it over, and you touch it on the other side of your hip. That's a Russian twist, what's known as a Russian twist. Those are fantastic, and you can do that with varying weight. So you come up with a number of those. So you're going to do 25 Russian twists, and then you're going to run on the treadmill whatever distance you want, 400 meters, 800 meters, a mile, whatever you have time for. You're going to throw in the weighted Russian twist, jump on that treadmill, run a certain distance. You're going to do that maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 rounds, 10 rounds. You can take the distance low and do the rounds high, or you can have, you know, whatever you have time for. You're going to throw that in with weighted Russian twists and running on a treadmill. Another one with the same pieces of equipment, you're going to have your dumbbell and a treadmill, very common pieces of equipment in these hotel gyms. You're going to pick up a dumbbell and you're going to walk 200 meters with it in your right hand. Then you're going to switch it over to 200 meters in your left hand. If the treadmill is not on meters, you're going to do a quarter mile, right? So a quarter mile would be fine. You can do whatever distance you want. If you want to do a heavier dumbbell, walk a shorter distance. If you have light dumbbells, you can walk a longer distance. Then you're going to drop the dumbbell, and you're going to run on the treadmill for a certain distance, 400, 800, a mile, whatever it is that you have time for. Do that for a set number of rounds. So say you pick up a 50-pound dumbbell, you walk, whatever the treadmill is set for. Say you walk 0.2 miles with a 50-pound treadmill, a 50-pound dumbbell in your right hand, then 0.2 miles with a 50-pound dumbbell in your left hand. Then you drop the dumbbell and you run 400 meters, and you do that 5 times. Okay, good workout, great workout. You've used the two pieces of equipment that probably work in the gym, and you've gotten a good workout in a short amount of time. All right, the last and final one would be to do a dumbbell, single dumbbell bench press, and then a single arm row, which if you have a weight bench, you can lay down on the weight bench with and do the single arm bench press. Say you do five each arm, switch five each arm. Then you would turn and you would put the dumbbell on the ground. You have your hand on the dumbbell and the same knee on the dumbbell. So if you have your left hand on the dumbbell, you'd have your left, you have your left hand on the bench. You would have your left knee on the bench. Your right foot would be on the ground. The dumbbell is on the ground. And you would reach down, grab the dumbbell, and pull it to your chest. That's a dumbbell row. And that is an awesome exercise. You can do five of those each arm, and you're good to go. So dumbbell bench press, single arm row, and then you throw in a run. So you're doing the dumbbell bench press, then row. So five dumbbell bench press per arm, five rows per arm, run 400 meters, do that five rounds. You see how you can make these workouts up on the fly. Having five of them like this at the top of your head, you can run it. You can run into the gym. You can grab a dumbbell. You can get on that treadmill and you can do something. Something is better than nothing. These aren't perfect workouts. They're not designed to get you into elite fitness, but what they are designed to do is to keep you on the path instead of just walking in there going, I don't know what to do here. Drink a cup of water and go back to your room. It's what most people do. Don't be most people. Have a plan when you go in there. Take these five workouts with you on your travel, and at least you have something. And if you can't remember anything else from this particular podcast episode, remember the Magic 50. Five dumbbell swings, five dumbbell snatches, 10 burpees times five rounds. That one will get you in elite fitness, and it is a fantastic one thanks to Ross Enomite. All right. That is Physical Friday for this week. I hope you are able to get a fantastic, outstanding, incredibly high-quality workout in an incredibly crappy, low-quality gym. And that's what this is designed for. If you get one, I'd like to see it. I would like to see a picture of the crappiest gym you've ever been in. We could even start a page, Worst Hotel Gyms, and then Best Workouts You Got in That Particular gym. You can text that to me, 305-930-7346. I look forward to hearing from you. As always, this is Physical Friday, so we can go out and continue to do the things that we want to do for the rest of our lives or be at our very best tomorrow. All right, see you.